Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Bert Show.
Melissa Carter, you've got exactly 40 seconds to revel.
Oh. Brings tears to my eyes.
Blood from my ears.
Go Vols.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. That's I mean, that song, everybody knows that song. Everybody across the nation knows whose fight song that is.
My friend Ginger, who won't leave me alone about playing UGA all the time, is for you.
Ah.
Okay, now all the Georgia fans have tuned out.
All right. Come back, my dog nation. There we are. Where's my dog nation at? Okay, and even for you played your tech one earlier as well. So.
I'm Brad Lex, Georgia Tech, a hell of an engineer.
Where's mine? Yeah, we have Florida State in there.
Is yours in here?
Yeah. Hello?
Give me a second. We'll find it. We'll find it. We'll find it.
I really need mine. We play Miami. Who do you play?
Boise State.
The Sisters of the Blind.
And we're going to talk about that. But we got to find.
You know, despite your team's alliance or who you're with or against, it's just so good to see college football back on TV right now. One person getting excited in the city of Atlanta right now.
No, that's not. She's got a Florida State shirt on today.
Got my Georgia hat on. I got a tattoo.
Well, you always do.
Thank you, Phil.
No, no problem. All right, so here's what we want. 404-741-1.
There's a reason for this.
This isn't just for
us. Isn't just indulging us.
404-741-1005. Tailgating in the South, it is just, weekends are surrounded by it.
You know, and Bert, you know, too bad he's not here because he now is frustrated with me because I get impatient with him this season because he is always asking, I don't understand the rivalry between Georgia Tech and Georgia, you know, and the rivalry here and there. Everyone understands rivalries, but in the South, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what your records are. It doesn't matter how you've played with. There's that one team that you might play that can make or break your season. If you just win that one game, then your season is a success. Like for Florida State, if they beat Miami on Monday, then their season is a success. UAB, no offense, but. So anyway, so tailgating in the South, especially during those games, is extremely important because even though the game may be at 8 o'clock at night, your tailgating experience can even start on Friday night, let alone 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
I mean, I know people are heading up to Athens first thing tomorrow morning, and the game isn't until 5:30 on Saturday night. So here's what we want. We're putting together the Idiot's Guide to Tailgating in the South. Maybe if it's your first time, we're going to help you out. This is how to properly tailgate and enjoy the experience that is tailgating. So we want your rules and your suggestions, 404-741-1005. And I want to put the first one on there.
Okay.
It is, keep this in mind when you're tailgating. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon. It's not a race. You see people that get out there and tailgate and start pounding and start drinking. I'm on my college campus. I'm here tailgating. Right. It's a Saturday in Athens or whatever. It's just time to go crazy. And by noon, they're done.
There is nothing worse than to be in a group of friends, and I'll bring up my, because I went to Tennessee, so there's nothing worse than for all of us when we were in college to start tailgating, and then we're ending up nursing someone who's puking in Neyland Stadium before kickoff even happens.
Right.
You have got to maintain, you have to know yourself, and like you know, Phil said, it's a marathon, so you have to just keep it going throughout the day and don't do any stupid activities until at least you know halfway through the game.
So if you're a veteran tailgater and you've got some of these, give us a call, 404-741-1005. I've got another one to add to the list.
Okay.
When you're setting up a tent or setting up your area and you're outside the stadium, you're having somebody come and join you, you've got to have some sort of unique identifier to your area, whether it's your tent, whether you've got a certain flag on the top of the car. You've got to have some sort of identifier that's your area, because everybody's in the college gear. Everybody looks similar because you're all supporting your team. Mm-hmm. But you've got to have some sort of unique identifier for your spot.
Very good. Tracy, you have one?
No, I'm just listening because I've never been tailgating.
What?
What?
Never.
You went to UGA for 4 years.
I know, and we always just kind of drank around somebody's house or apartment and then just walked to the stadium. I've never actually sat in a parking lot and tailgated.
We're going to have to fix that this season.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, mine is, if you can, and tell me if this is good for the list, a true tailgater will have a television there. Because yeah, true. A true college fan is interested in other games, not just the one they're about to go see.
Absolutely.
Because every other team in your conference determines your standing in your conference, if you know, if you're a true fan. So have some kind of television that works within your vehicle.
Tracy, you call yourself a Georgia fan. I'll tell you what. This is a rookie mistake, but I'm sure it's happened, especially for the first time tailgater. Hey, Ben, go ahead.
Hey, never forget a bottle opener.
That makes so fun. Sad. You're right.
But very so true.
Don't assume everybody else brought one. It's better to have too many bottle openers than none.
I've experienced this in Athens when the away team, just remember you're partying on someone else's campus and there's more of them than there are of you. You can talk trash all in fun, but once you start to get physical, remember there's more of the home team than there is of you. I saw that when we were at a game last year. I don't even know which team it was. It might have been Kentucky or something. And they just started talking trash to where we were tailgating. There's maybe 5 of them, and there's 25 of us in one tailgating spot, not to mention all up and down Millage where there's 5,000 other people in a quarter square mile radius. So just remember, when you talk trash, have fun with it. It's good. It's competitive to talk trash, but don't get physical.
Yeah, and this is not to add to it. It's just to add to what Phil just said. When we were up, and I forgot what game it was. Was it the Florida game? No, it was the Georgia game last year, I guess. No, that was in Athens. There was a game in Knoxville anyway last year where we were tailgating, and there was somebody, it was after the game, and we had won the game, and people were so mad that they started ripping apparel, like things off people's cars, like the flags.
Oh, no.
They ripped a magnet in two from someone's car. So it's like we all take our football personally, but don't do that. I mean, that's just disrespectful. Leave everybody's stuff alone.
Good morning, Dee.
Hi, Bloody Marys.
Okay.
You have to have Bloody Marys.
Because you got into town the night before and you're probably sort of hurting to get started?
No, that's how you get started. And you always have Bloody Marys left over, and you're definitely going to need them the next morning. You put your Bloody Mary mix all together, and then you're all set for the weekend.
Perfect.
Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Hey.
I think you have to have lots of bourbon.
Okay.
You have to drink the bourbon before you can drink the Bloody Marys. And there's one thing you can have enough of for football season, bourbon.
Okay.
Kristen,
now that's a girl from the South.
Yeah,
right?
What's your team, Kristen?
I'm sorry?
Who's your team?
Auburn Tigers.
All right.
Tigers, You lost some.
Well, now, see, you don't have to give your editorial comments to every team. Auburn's included. And Auburn, I forgot who I said. Oh, they play Georgia Tech, actually, this weekend.
Peter.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, here's my point. I'm a huge Georgia fan.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Georgia. You have to be respectful when you go down to the campus because these kids still have to go to school there.
Mm-hmm.
People have to live there. You got to pick up after yourself. Just be a little respectful. Have as much fun, party, drink up, but be a little respectful of where you're going and understand this is a place where you're partying, but people have to live there too.
And very good.
Because, you know, in Athens, I don't know if they do this up in Tennessee, but they actually drive around and pass out huge cardboard trash cans to mm-hmm. each tailgating spot and say, how many do you need? How many mm-hmm. do you need? Good morning, Eddie. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to have beer. Beer.
Yes. And remember, it's an all-day thing.
Now, are you saying, okay, when you say lots of beer, should we go on and say, be sure and have enough alcohol for visitors? Because in tailgating, people visit car to car and camp to camp. So if you're going to host a tent or host your SUV into this media center, then at least have enough alcohol for random strangers to come up.
That's exactly what Clint has to say. Hey, bud.
Hey, the closer you are to the stadium, the more food and alcohol that you need to have for the people that tailgate far away as they are walking to the stadium.
That's a good
ratio.
Very
good idea, yes.
That's a great point. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lori.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, my advice is to make sure that you're tailgating on the right side. Don't get the oranges mixed up. My brother plays for the Vols, and I just want to make sure that people know where you're tailgating because when the game starts, no rules.
So you're saying, like, if you're playing Clemson, like, stay with the orange and white and not the orange and purple.
Exactly.
Like, make sure.
Jason Hall.
All so, right, yeah, the Balls.
That's funny.
Something right. must have happened for you to come up with this tip.
What'd you say?
Something must have happened while you were tailgating.
Oh, yeah. Auburn and Clemson, yeah. Mm-hmm. The kinds of things that people say at the tailgating is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard one that I just can't even repeat on air, but yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, good call. Thank you.
We're putting together the Idiot's Guide to Tailgating in the South. So if you've got some advice for us, you can give us a call, 404-741-1005.
I'm actually going to add just a little addendum to the one closer to the stadium, have more food and alcohol for people. I'm going to add chairs to that. Because I think that there was one time I was in Knoxville tailgating, they had these cute, even little stools. I don't know where they got them, but collapsible stools. That's enough. But I think a lot of times the best tailgating are the people that have enough chairs for people to sit in. Even they overdo the chairs.
Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, you guys are talking about it being a marathon, and you can't very well have a marathon drinking fest if you don't have any food to suck up that alcohol, so you got to have plenty of food.
Right.
Very
What's
true.
The best kind of tailgating food, would you say?
Pardon me?
What's the best kind of tailgating food, would you say?
Oh, well, the easy stuff to make. Cheap and easy, because college students are poor. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Okay.
Lots of potatoes. Potatoes suck up alcohol.
Cool.
You want to drink more, eat more potatoes.
Cheap and easy for college. Now, what about the alumni who, like, are a little rich and got the Winnebagos. Yeah. They probably should need to have sushi and caviar. No, I'm just kidding.
You can tell the students from the alumni.
Exactly.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Yes, the one thing you cannot forget, ice.
Ice.
So simple.
Backup ice, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, very good.
All right, let's go.
And everybody be sure and say your college's name when you call up, because I'd love to hear where everybody's from.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Good dogs.
All go right. Dogs. God bless you.
Number one idiot's guide to tailgating is you must, essential to tailgating, park near a restroom.
Ah, park near the restroom.
So simple, but it makes sense.
Exactly. You're drinking all day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk a long way to make a hike to the bathroom. You're in serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. And I would almost add one and say it's probably not a bad idea if you've got a day game and it's going to be hot outside until it cools down, bring a change of clothes or at least another shirt to wear. Because if you're wearing the same outfit all day, by the end of the night, if you're tailgating all day long, you might be covered in beer or food or sweat.
Is that just you?
No.
That's just you, Phil. You sweat like a pig.
It's not. I think.
Admit it. I'm kidding.
That's Phil's idiot's guide to tailgating right there. Good.
Should
morning.
I add that? Are you saying that's just Phil?
Maybe it's just
I think that's
thing.
Just Phil.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Carrie, thanks for calling the Bird Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say that you better take inventory on Saturday night because there's nothing worse than not having any beer on Sunday. And you can't buy beer in the South on Sundays.
Very good.
Carrie, what's your team?
UGA.
Go Dogs.
Have enough
Thank
beer
you.
For
Thank
Sunday.
Thank
you for calling. go to Brennan?
Yes.
Hey, Brennan, go ahead.
Okay, you have to have Ziploc baggies. So when you're finished with tailgating, ready to go into the game,
mm-hmm.
you can pour your alcohol in the Ziploc baggies to put in your pocket to get into the stadium.
Oh, and what school?
Florida State, Jen.
Oh! I almost knew it. That's such a ritual in Florida State. I almost knew she was going to say that. Oh, that's great. Go Noles.
That's great. Dustin, the idiot's guide to tailgating. What do you got?
That's my idea.
Barbecue grill.
Barbecue grill?
So simple.
Gotta have one.
All right.
Now you do the real with the charcoal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Real barbecue grill.
Dustin, go Canes.
Go Canes.
All right.
Too proud? Yeah. James.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, you need a cooler.
Of course you got to have a cooler.
You got to have a big, big cooler.
James, who's your team?
Tennessee Vols.
All right, go Vols.
Yay.
What else we got here?
I'm so excited. I think I will actually tear up when, you know, and I'm sure everybody with their team, but when I'm sitting there and then the orange and white comes running out on the field, I'm going to tear up. I love them.
All right, we'll do one more call here. Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, at least one person has to have the patented beer hat, you know, with the beers on the side.
Somebody has to be the token beer hat guy. What's your
That's
school?
Right. Of course, the University of Florida, the Gators.
All right. All right. Well, I can say it. I can say it this season. Go Gators.
All right.
I just said that. I just said that.
Oh, save that.
I know.
Burn
I've
it.
Softened. I've softened up on the Gators because my
hate
for
she's married
for the,
to one.
I married one, and then my hate for the Hurricanes is ten times worse now. So
she must be a patented beer hat drinker.
Yes.
All right. These last two we're going to get through real quick. So, Casey, quickly, what's your idiot's guide?
Well, go Dogs first.
Go Dogs.
And don't forget your football tickets.
Don't forget the tickets.
But you're right. That is funny.
And Alicia, you'll be the last call. You add to the list of Idiot's Guide to Tailgating.
Bug spray.
Very good.
Very nice.
In the south will tear
good
you up.
That's
gotta
right.
have bug spray.
And who's your team, Casey?
I'm sorry?
Who's your team?
Go Dogs.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate
yeah, because
you
it's going to it stays warm in the south past Halloween, so your first 2 months of football is going to be in the heat. Well, I'll try to quickly go through these. This is a long list of Idiot's Guide to Tailgating here in the south. And I'll go to the simple ones first. Bring a cooler, bring ice, bring bug spray, bring your football tickets. It's like a laundry list. Also, have enough beer for Sunday, okay? Because once you run out on Saturday night after the game, then Sunday you can't buy beer in the south on Sunday, so have enough. Closer to the stadium, have more food, alcohol, and chairs because more people going to the stadium are going to visit your place. Thanks to Florida State. Take a Ziploc bag that you carry in the alcohol into the stadium when you're done.
Woo! Rest Seminoles!
Remember, it's a marathon, and I'm going to say not a dash because you want to make sure it carries through the rest of the during the rest of the day. It's a unique identifier to the area or the tent that you're staying at because everybody's going to have either their red and black, their orange and white, you know, their blue and their navy and yellow. I don't know exactly how to say the tech colors. Have TV to watch the other games within your vehicle. Never forget the bottle opener. Know where you are. Know where you are, even if you're on the visitor's campus, because there's more of them than there is of you. Also, if you're on your own campus, be respectful. Clean up after yourselves. And then in your arsenal of alcohol, yes, have the beer, but also have Bloody Marys and have bourbon. And all this will be on all the Hits Q100 on the Burt Show page. And so this weekend is the first weekend of college football. So be sure and look over this list before you head to Athens or you head to Auburn.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Melissa told us a story yesterday,
cool.
An amazing story yesterday. Yeah. And if you have ever bore a child,
oh God,
this is an amazing, amazing story. As it goes,
right. Well, first, The child's name now is Miracle, and that poor Miracle as a teenager will have to hear what I'm about to say over and over again. She has no leverage with her mother ever again. So her 21-year-old mother was going into labor in Florida and drove herself to the hospital. And then on the way to the hospital, she had a massive contraction to the point she lost control of the car, and it went off the road into a canal. So in the process of the wreck, the woman broke her leg, okay?
Uh-uh.
But she was going into labor, so she gave birth to her child, who she named Miracle, in the car with a broken leg. So then a deputy happened to be passing by and happened to see the woman as she was trying to get out of her car. And that was the original story. And then there's another story that she was already on top of the car because the car was in the water. And so she got help from the deputy to get her and the child out. But the child still had the umbilical cord attached, of course, because she gave birth to her own child in her own car. They were both taken to the hospital, and both are doing okay. She, of course, has the broken leg, and her daughter, Miracle, is doing fine.
All right, let's separate fact from fiction because we actually have Kenyetta on with us
okay,
right now.
Okay, awesome.
Good morning, Kenyetta. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel the need to stand up and clap.
No. Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, that's amazing what has happened to you over the last 48 hours. Is the story that we have pretty much accurate?
Yeah. Pretty much the first story. I wasn't on top of the car.
Okay.
I was, like, hanging outside of the door. My left leg, the one that's not broken, was actually holding, pushing my body up from out of the door. So it's like my upper body is outside, you know, like waving, and the lower part of my body is still inside the car. I couldn't get out no farther, and I couldn't go back inside the car.
Mm-hmm. And where was the baby at this point?
I had to deliver her then.
Right, but what, you were holding on to her in your hand, or she was sitting on the...
No, I was still pregnant with her.
Oh, okay.
She hadn't delivered at that point.
No, and after I was screaming, you know, for help, she just came, you know, she fell onto the seat. I still couldn't touch her. I never did touch her till I got to the hospital because my upper part was outside of the car.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So she's kind of stuck inside, half in, half out of the car. As you're as you're kicking to try to get the door open, that's when the baby comes out.
Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable. How long were you there by yourself before the paramedics arrived?
Like 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours?
Oh, my God.
So, hold on a second. I've got to, like, put this thing together in my mind.
Wow.
The car at this point is in the canal?
Yes. But it's level at a point where the water or whatever was coming in was on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
And the passenger side was facing the road. So, when I realized that the water was coming in, I had moved to the passenger side.
Okay.
And it was tilt. So, you know what I'm saying, the water couldn't get to my side just because how the car was tilted.
So, wow. For 2.5 hours, you are waiting for the paramedics to get there while your baby is in the front seat of the car.
Yes, on the passenger seat.
Now, how long, because at first nobody knew you had the wreck, nobody knew you were in the car, and is it correct when I said that the deputy was passing by and saw you?
Yes, that's right.
And how long was it before the deputy saw you?
That's what I'm saying. I was out there at least 2.5 hours before anyone came.
So she wasn't waiting on paramedics. She was waiting on just somebody to see her. Nobody knew she was there.
And it was like within 5 minutes that, you know what I'm saying, after the police came, that the ambulance followed after the deputy.
Now, how did the baby function? I mean, aren't babies born, like, covered in a whole bunch of stuff? And, like, I mean, normally when they're born in the hospital, the doctors have to, like, suck their nose out and their mouth and make sure, you know, that they're doing good. But, how did your little baby function?
Canal water rinsed her off.
No, I couldn't touch her. The only part of me that could touch her was my left leg. My right leg is broken. That was pushed into the, like, the headrest of the passenger seat. So, like, if mosquitoes or something was biting her and I turned to see that, I used my left leg, you know what I'm saying, to kick and move her so that she could make noise. You know what I'm saying? She cried for a while. Then she'll stop crying. Then when she stopped crying, I used my legs, you know what I'm saying, to wedge her to make sure that she was all right. But as far as suction or whatever, all that was still in her. It was good. I can't explain anything.
in a better
miracle.
I think it shows you with the power of nature, because before hospitals, there were, you know, the, you know, there's plenty of natural births that have taken place without hospitals. So it shows you that, you know.
But it's like she wasn't even able to wipe the baby off with her hands or like do anything herself. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had one foot to do this with, and the baby survived. You're right. It's
the umbilical cord was still attached when the paramedics got there, correct?
Yes.
I mean, so
she couldn't do anything.
She couldn't do anything. Just a broken leg and couldn't do anything.
This is unreal.
Well, it's like I said earlier, you know, because you named your child Miracle. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Because I said, I joked earlier about how Miracle's never going to be able to say anything to you, right? Because, I mean, all you have to do is bring up this story to her, and then she'll behave from now on out.
I hope so. You know what I'm saying? You can't use that against her.
Yes, you
in
can.
In the long run, but you know.
That's what you think.
Yeah, if she makes you mad enough.
Yes, you will. Now, there's a subplot to this whole thing, too. Because your dad had no idea you were pregnant?
No.
None. He found out the day that you got to the hospital?
Yes.
Wow.
How do you keep that secret for 9 months?
It wasn't that hard, because I go to work and I go to school every day. You know what I'm saying? And I wear clothes to school, so when I'm in school, clothes are big. And I have on my work uniform directly after school, and they are big, so when I come home from work, it's late, and I'm tired, so I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I interact with my family, but as far as just going anywhere, that part wasn't hard. It's just the part with me figuring out what I'm going to do the next day. Okay, will I say something tomorrow? Or I'm going to say something tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That was basically the hardest part.
And you guys live in the same house?
Yes.
9 months.
Good news and bad news, Dad. Bad news, I had a wreck.
Right.
Good news is the baby survived.
What baby?
And by the way, I'm pregnant.
That's what happened when the paramedics called your dad, and he came down there right away to see, saw you, made sure you're okay, and then they said, would you like to hold your granddaughter? And he's like, my who, what?
Right.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, your granddaughter. And he's like, come again?
It was pretty weird.
Now that things have calmed down a little bit, has he had a chance to ask you like the details or like?
He know, because I done said it 100 times. He about know the story better than me.
Do you feel comfortable enough telling us why you didn't tell him for 9 months?
I don't know myself. I just
just one of those things. One of those things you'll get to tomorrow.
You just never quite got around to it.
I just didn't. I don't know why.
Now, I've got a window that's in my bedroom that's kind of coming loose from the frame, and I'm going to have to replace that. I've been putting that off for a while. That's okay. You didn't tell your family that you're pregnant. You got a time limit. Like, that window can be loose for as long as I live in the house, but you got 9 months.
And that's what was the problem, because I got 9 months. Okay, I'm going to tell them in the third. I'm going to tell them in the fourth. Then the fifth is too late.
Since I've gone this long.
I miss.
Is that why you drove yourself to the hospital, because nobody knew?
Basically, yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying, I could have woke them up. I could have woke my sister up. It's just that it wasn't planned. It's just I was going off instinct. The first thing came to my head, okay, dude. I wasn't thinking to wake them up or nothing like that. Because me and my sister close. We like the same age or whatever. I could have woke her up, but I just didn't. I just left.
What do you think?
It wasn't planned at all.
What do you think the bigger shock would be? Like you 6 or 7 months along going, hey, Mom, Dad, listen, I got to tell you something. Or 9.5 months later just walking home with an infant one day.
I thought about that too. I don't know.
So she keeps it secret for 9 months, and now the entire country knows.
Right, yeah. Right. Not a secret anymore.
Well, congratulations, right? I mean,
everybody's doing fine. Everybody's healthy.
Everybody's healthy, so congratulations.
I mean, except for the broken leg.
Yeah,
everybody else is
leg?
Doing fine, right?
It's fine. I'm actually at the doctor now, getting ready to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm great.
Okay. Well, wow. I'm glad you took a couple of minutes to talk to us because it's really it's an amazing story. And for any woman that hasn't had a baby yet, everybody handles the contractions a little bit differently. I guess this one was just so painful that you just couldn't focus on what was going on the road, huh?
Yes, at that point.
Well, it probably comes, you know, as a surprise when he's driving you.
Hold on a minute, because I'm, like, trying to get out of the car because the doctors are, like, ready to wait.
No, we'll let you go.
Oh, no. Yeah, we can let you go.
Yeah, we'll let you go. That's fine. Thank you for talking to us. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Kenyatta. Bye-bye. That thing is strange on a couple different levels, huh?
She's funny. Yeah, wow. I was going to tell him in the third month, then the fourth month, and by the fifth, it was kind of too late.
Too late.
Well, what were we going to do with the kid? Hey, look what I found.
Johnny, good morning. You're on all the hits Q100. Hey.
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Great. Yeah, I'm a paramedic in New York. I used to be a paramedic in New York, and, you know, you guys was wondering how long, why the baby survived so long without that suction or whatever. But, the baby is still connected to the umbilical cord, and he's still getting the oxygen from the mom, so that's why the baby survives.
It just flows through the blood.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, think of that scene, though. She's hanging half in, half out. Umbilical cord is dangling and keeping the life between the two of them while she's got a broken leg and trying to kick the door open with her other leg. That is a tough woman right there.
And she said swatting away.
I know, man. That's sure how tough human beings are, man.
Serious.
She was swatting away mosquitoes away from the baby and nudging the baby with the one leg that she could to make sure the baby would keep crying and stay like...
Sounds like a scene from an Outkast video.
I don't know if you could even make that up.
It's a tough, tough woman, but she's not brave enough to tell her dad that she was pregnant for 9 months.
Good point.
Get it. The Bird Show.